It seems that longevity is a little bit more important than getting your six-pack for the over 40 crowd. I know it is for me. In this episode, I bring on Dave Sherwin, a supplement guru, who talks about different ways to think about longevity. This includes supplements, sleeping patterns, and then what he calls the undiet. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years. I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. This is part 3 of 3 with an interview I did with Dave Sherwin. If you want to catch up, go back 2 episodes.
Dave, let's talk more about some of your other programs you offer, your supplement website, anything else you want to talk about on those?
Yeah, Dairobi.com. I'm a health enthusiast. I create supplements for health enthusiasts and content for health enthusiasts. I'm also a certified fitness nutrition coach. And so I just share everything that I enjoy and guests that I can get on my podcast there. And one of the things, I've been doing this since 2009, and I've read hundreds of books on health besides my health certification. I just really geek out on this. Okay. It's just what I do. And we've sold weight loss products since 2009 as well. And so boy, has that been educational. I got to tell you, I had no idea the psychology of weight loss, the challenges people have, the contraindications, the amount of drugs people take. My mind was blown when I got into that world and we started having to support thousands of customers a month in their weight loss journey. It was not what I expected.
Yeah.
And that one lesson has been so instructive for me because I found out a few things. Number one, people don't do stuff that's hard for very long.
Not unless you have that mindset. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people, because keep in mind, most people aren't as into health as you and I, and they don't want to be as into health. They got other things going on, right? And so if you tell them that this diet requires them to not eat more than 20 grams of carbs a day for the rest of their life, they might do it for 90 days and feel like $1 million. Then they're going to binge eat their way back into the standard American diet, right? Long story short, we teach people what we call the Dairobi Undiet. It's 7 things that we feel like anyone with minimal effort can do on a regular basis. And if they only did it to 80%, they'd be incredibly successful.
Oh, wow.
And I'll read them to you, Brad, and just let you kind of go wherever you want to go with them. But number one is, I'm just going to read the whole list and then we go from there.
Absolutely.
Number one, water. Make water your best friend and your main drink and drink half your calories and half your body weight in water every day. Number two, eat all your food slowly and mindfully, very slowly, very mindfully. Number three, intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. Have an eating window and a fasting window. Depending on your age, gender, et cetera, that can vary. Next, follow the hand rules for nutrition. Look at your hand. The size of your palm is about the portion of protein you should have with each meal. If you make a fist, that's how big of a starchy carb you should have, say a potato or a yam. If you cup your hand and you fill it with the non-calorie veggie or a salad, that's about the size of a, and you can't go wrong with that. It doesn't have to be so much for the hand rules. And then your thumb is about the size of the amount of fat that ought to be on your meal. So there's no fat included in the meal. You might add 2 ounces of olive oil on your salad, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So eating according to the hand rules while making sure to get 5 to 9 servings of fruit and veggies per day. So that's the nutritional element. That's number 5. Number 6, exercise daily, every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Consistency is king when it comes to fitness. It's a daily habit. It's not a weekly habit. You can't make up for Monday through Friday on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so figure out how to do it, even if it's just little trigger workouts or walk. And number 7, get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. And Brad, those things are not that hard. For many people, they're just shifts. For example, many people just eat too many carbs and they need more quality protein. That's one we find very often. A lot of people are going to bed too late and they know it. And they just need that prodding. They just need to figure out how to get that enough sleep. But each one of these, I could go through each one and talk about that. I believe this is like the ultimate diet and it would work for almost everybody.
Yeah. And whatever diet they're on too. Yeah. I think the things that stood out to me is half your body weight in water and then eating mindfully. An easy trick I've done too of helping you eat mindfully is before you even eat, shrink 8 to 12 to 16 ounces of water before you're even allowed to eat, which tricks your body to that hunger response to calm it down. And now you start eating and you're like, oh my God, this is so hard. And don't be afraid to put your pork down. Take a break. I do it all the time now. Take a break and then come back. We start getting hungry again, but it just kind of slows it down. And as far as moving every day, We talked about this on your show, just seeing how what COVID did about being stuck in your house all day. And as a personal trainer, I've got my workouts set and everything. I brought dumbbells from my gym to the house and I did my 30-minute workout. And then that was it. I sat in the house the rest of the day, didn't go anywhere. And just how many steps I used to do versus then. And we all put on, we called it the COVID 19 pounds. I think I was like 14 pounds up. That's how important movement is. So just like on a weekend, I promote more of have a social life and have fun. But if you're going to have fun, you still got to do something. So instead of driving everywhere, go walk to all the places you want to go to. That's an easy fix right there.
It is. And walking is underrated. Many people don't take walking seriously as part of their health regimen. But let me tell you something. When you combine a brisk walk with your circadian rhythm, the evidence is pouring in on this, the way light affects us. So the way we treat light, it affects how we sleep. It affects everything. If you can do a brisk walk as close to sunup as possible and a brisk walk close to sundown, you'll have measurable improvements in your circadian rhythm. You'll improve your sleep. It's a fun thing to do. It's easy to do. If you have a dog, it drives me nuts. All these people that bought dogs in my neighborhood during COVID, now they don't go walk them. Man, I love walking my dog. We do about 30 minutes in the morning and we do 30 minutes at sundown and she loves it. I love it. I sometimes go with a friend. Yesterday, I texted my friend. He works from home as well down the street. Say, I'm going out for a walk. You want to come? Yeah. We walked for 40 minutes together. We chatted the whole way. And many people can do that type of thing. And it counts. It matters. Don't think that walking doesn't affect and support your health. It does. And just make it brisk and try to do it in the morning rays of the sun and the evening rays of the sun.
Yeah. And for weekends, people tend to go with what's kind of in their area. You can walk there. You don't need to drive there. So that's what me and my family do all the time now. And it's less than a mile away. It takes 15 minutes, 20 if we're going slow, but you're getting that sunlight. It's fun. It's enjoyable. And you're doing something. So, but yeah, on my daily tasks, one of them is, did you work out? Did you do your physical therapy? Did you go on your vest walk? Or did you at least go outside and walk around? You got to do something every
day. I love that. I love that. And for those of us over 40, that's something also should include some mobility. One of the things I think that's great to do, I can't believe how many people have an operation, a surgery of some kind, and don't follow up and don't do what their therapist told them to do after. And I think that's most people. My therapist has told me it's most people. But one great thing you could do for yourself is take the opposite approach starting right now. So those of you listening, let's say you have pain in your back, pain in your neck, pain in your shoulders, whatever it might be. Identify your problem area. And from this day forward, make a decision that you are going to adapt a physical rehab program on the areas where you have challenges and start it every day, just a few minutes every day. You'll be shocked. I want to show something like a Theragun, right? This thing is like $20 on Amazon or something, right? I do this for just 5 minutes before I work out. And if it's leg day, I do my IT bands, do my quads. I just do the area you're going to work and do the areas where you need physical therapy and then do a little bit of mobility, stretching, et cetera. And I really think, Brad, that many people, if they adopted this philosophy of instead of avoiding the therapy that they really need on their problem areas, that instead of they just embraced it and devoted a couple minutes a day to that area, their quality of life would go up pretty quick.
Yeah. So I totally believe like 95% of the time, if you just focus, you don't need to be obsessed. Focus, like I have lower back issues from an accident a long time ago, and I refuse to let that still be there. So my mission has been going to physical therapy, learning more about how everything works in your pelvic area and everything. And I've got a whole routine that makes me feel like $1 million. I found the answer. So I promise you 95% of the time there is something or a Theragun or something that will alleviate most of your issues. And you just can't give up. Don't be one of the people just, no, this is the way it is. It's just going to mentally eat you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I do think that's most people. And so for those of you listening, hopefully some of you go, yeah, I'll try that and give it a shot. You'll probably never go back. And this could be quite easy. Just work it into your workout. Make it part of your warm-up. Instead of your warm-up being like doing a couple of jogger stretches, right? Be more intentional and make mobility and rehab part of your workout. And now you're killing two birds with one stone. You don't have to do like an extra session. You're just doing this to warm up.
Yep. No, I agree. Dave, any other supplements you recommend for people? I don't know if you're, what do you think about like fat burners, like caffeine type stuff? I'm not huge into caffeine, but is there any natural type stuff?
Caffeine is something that about a third of people excel on and athletically perform better. And about a third, it won't do much. And about a third, it'll either be negative, like hurt their stomach or something. So first of all, know how you metabolize caffeine. I happen to metabolize it well. I like it. I put it in my pre-workout, et cetera. So a pre-workout is one. If you're a serious exerciser, I recommend a good pre-workout with citrulline and other great ingredients. And if you do well on caffeine, do a caffeinated one. The ones with no caffeine generally are called non-stim. Mm-hmm. So buy a non-stim one. Other supplements, go to Dairobi.com and check out what we have. Brad has a link there and you can save 10% with Pod10. So if you use Brad's link and then Pod10, you'll save 10% on anything that you want. And ours are covering all of the basics. So let's say you came in and tried our multi and our minerals. Those are the absolute core, right? Mm. So someone who took our multi and minerals, take them for 90 days and then get your blood work done. And from there, see if you need to take other things. That's what I'd recommend. Glutathione, I recommend for everybody. It just really can wake you up. And most people's immune systems are compromised. And glutathione, according to WebMD, they call it the mother of all antioxidants. There's just nothing like it. I took an antioxidant test at a doctor's office recently where they have this machine that tests this. And they've been testing all their patients. I was not only the top result they'd ever seen, but it was by like 20% higher than anyone. He's like, what do you do? I said, well, first of all, in the health industry, but as far as this particular test, it's glutathione. Oh, and then this superfoods, greens and reds. Some of you have probably heard of athletic greens. It's like $90 a month. It's expensive. This one I think is better for, it'll be like $40 with your 10% off coupon code at Dairobi.com. And you can compare. Don't just trust me. Go to athletic greens and read what's in it. And then go to Dairobi.com and read what's in our greens and reds. And it will blow you away. Wow. That's a tremendous product.
Awesome. That's a good test.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, how does my audience get a hold of you? If they want to contact you, check out your website, you have any social media handles. Obviously, you have the Dairobi Health Show podcast that I recommend everyone listen to. And I think I told you yesterday, it's actually literally my second favorite podcast that I've listened to.
I love that.
It's just everything I'm into.
I'm so excited.
So you got one person that likes your voice, Dave. So I'm part
of that
one third.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I've had some just amazing guests. I mean, that's what makes the show so good. Although I'm doing more topically focused now and less guests. But regardless, yeah, the show it's at Dairobi.com. And there's a couple cool resources for free there, Brad. If you click on resources, just down the homepage a little bit, you can download a PDF with the Undiet that I talked about earlier. And then I have something called the Virtuous Cycle, 24 hours of how to live in a really healthy way. And I'm really into that. I really believe. And that's like a PDF you can print and put on your fridge. And I think people would find that very interesting. It just kind of goes around a 24-hour clock showing you kind of what to do. That's just called the Virtuous Cycle. So, and there's other free resources there as well. I'm also doing more on YouTube. I'm putting out more video. And that's Dairobi Health is the handle on YouTube for those of you that are YouTubers. We also have an Instagram account, Dairobi Health, and our Facebook on Facebook as well.
Awesome. And my audience always knows I'll put all this in the show notes, all the links, the 10% off coupon. Appreciate that you're offering that to my audience, Dave. And I just want to thank you so much for jumping on. And I could tell you definitely in the future, I want you back on too.
It's funny. I was just going to say the same thing. I need to have you back on my podcast. We've had some great discussions. I'd like to have more. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. You know, I do a lot of variety of topics and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.